Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Monday, January 25th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960 at 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office, under the administration of Sheriff Vent Crawford, is currently testing body-worn cameras for the first time in the agency's history. The compact state-of-the-art cameras are capable of recording both sound and video, taking still pictures, and have a battery life of more than 12 hours. They also have automatic night vision capabilities. With transparency being more important than ever before, deputies will have their cameras recording the entire time they're working a call. Body-worn cameras will provide deputies on-duty encounters, safeguarding and storing potentially critical evidence, providing after-action video for training, and ultimately fostering community trust. Your local events, the Calvary Quartet is returning to Maranatha Baptist Church of Wauchula for two special services this Sunday, the 31st at 10 and 11 a.m. This quartet has been ministering to local churches for over 25 years. They've traveled the east coast of the United States singing old-fashioned four-part harmony gospel music. The quartet strives to combine soul-stirring music with the highest musical standards. There is no charge for admittance and a love offering will be accepted. Maranatha Baptist Church has served Hardy County for over 40 years, and the church is now located at 204 North 9th Avenue in Wauchula. For more information, please call Pastor Charlie Scott at 863-832-7829. Your jobs here in Hardy County. Lakeside Neurologic is looking for a maintenance utility service worker. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED and a valid driver's license. Skills required include basic electrical, air conditioning, plumbing, painting, drywall, carpentry, mechanical, and preventative maintenance as required to complete the assigned work. EPA HVAC certification is desired and a plus. BMLR Properties is looking for a property manager. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, driver's license, and 1 year of property management and one site or real page software experience. And Innovar Structures is looking for a plasma cutter. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 77 degrees out, feels like 82. Intermittent clouds, air quality is fair. The maximum UV index is 3, moderate. Winds south-southeast at 9 miles an hour with gusts up to 12 miles an hour. Humidity is very humid, 71%. Dew point 67. Cloud cover 55%. The visibility 10 miles. And the cloud ceiling was 15,700 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:44 a.m. Eastern Time. Monday, patchy fog early in the morning, partly cloudy, highs in the lower 80s with south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Monday night, partly cloudy, areas of fog after midnight with lows in the lower 60s and south winds around 5 miles an hour. Tuesday, partly cloudy in the morning, then clearing, areas of fog in the morning, highs in the lower 80s with southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. And Tuesday night, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy with patchy fog after midnight, lows in the lower 60s with south winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA will provide additional assistance through the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program and expand eligibility. Producers who are now eligible and those who need to modify existing applications due to these updates should contact the USDA's Farm Service Agency before February 26th. The Georgia Farm Bureau reports contract producers of swine, broilers, lay hens, chicken eggs, and turkeys who suffered a drop in revenue in 2020 because of the pandemic are now eligible. Producers could receive up to 80% of lost revenue, subject to the availability of funds. In response to rising culinary interest in cauliflower, farmers are growing more, and the U.S. has been importing more. The USDA says the increased cauliflower demand has been driven by the popularity of low-carb and gluten-free dietary trends. California farms produce more than three-quarters of the domestic cauliflower crop. USDA says cauliflower imports have risen as consumption has increased. Tyson Foods has agreed to $221.5 million to settle all claims related to the long-running price-fixing lawsuits filed against Tyson and other poultry processing companies, the largest price-fixing settlement to date. Tyson tells AgriMarketing.com they do not admit liability as part of the settlement, but believe these settlements were in the best interest of Tyson and its shareholders. Earlier this month, Pilgrim's Pride proposed a settlement of $75 million.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Early 2021 started off with some random cold and unexpected snowstorms throughout the country. The Florida Panhandle, for example, saw an 8-degree drop in average temperature earlier this month, but sadly, no snow was reported in the Sunshine State. Despite these below-average temperatures in the Southeast, no more cold snaps are expected around the country, nor are any heavy rainstorms, which isn't good news for the Southwest, which is experiencing exceptional drought conditions. As for the outlook for the Southeast, the NOAA and National Weather Service drought outlook for the next few months shows a likelihood of a drought developing well into April. This includes South Alabama, South Georgia, and Florida. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey has the National Weather Service's outlook for the weather expected through the end of this month.
In general, we're not expecting any significant cold outbreaks during the latter part of January into early February. In fact, much of the nation's midsection, including the plains and the Midwest, expecting near or above normal temperatures, maybe a bit colder along the East Coast. Some below normal temperatures expected there, and also in the far west. Now, in terms of precipitation in late January and the first day of February, most areas from the Rockies eastward expecting near or below normal precipitation. But we do expect, and this is a bit of good news in the forecast, above normal precipitation for the Pacific Coast states extending inland across the Great Basin toward the northern Rockies.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks struggling to a mixed finish on Wall Street, trimming the weekly gain for the S&P 500, even as the NASDAQ eked out another record high. Small company stocks also bounded ahead, but the Dow Jones Industrial Average of big blue chips, stocks fell. Overseas markets also hitting pause on their recent rally as worries mounted about resurgent coronavirus cases in China and weak economic data from Europe. In the U.S., IBM sank after a weak earnings report. Treasury yields edged lower and crude oil prices also fell. The Dow dropped 179 points to 30,996. The NASDAQ gained a dozen points to 13,543. The S&P dropped 11 to 3,841. New York oil down $1.04 to $52.09 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron Dorockstra. Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills fell short of making their first AFC Championship game appearance in 27 years with the 38-24 loss to the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs. Buffalo's bend-but-don't-break defense wilted in the squandering of a 9-0 lead by giving up three touchdowns over the span of 10 minutes in the second quarter. Meanwhile, Tom Brady, along with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, road magic continues, has them heading home to the Super Bowl, the first team to play in one at their home field. Brady owns 6 Super Bowl rings with the New England Patriots, now heads to his 10th NFL championship game with his new team. This is in his first year as their quarterback. Brady and the Bucs beat top-seeded Green Bay 31-26 for the NFC title. The Bucs earned their franchise record 8th consecutive road victory. This is SRN Sports. On the hardwood last night in the NBA, Toronto beat Indiana 107-102, the Clippers over the Thunder 108-100. Celtics beat the Cavaliers, 141-103. The Hornets over the Magic, 107-104. Spurs beat the Wizards, 121-101. Bucks over the Hawks, 129-115.
And the Trailblazers took out the Knicks 116-113 in the late game. Sacramento at Memphis was postponed because of COVID protocols. In the National Hockey League, Chicago beats Detroit 6-2, Buffalo 4-3 over Washington in a shootout. Golden Knights shut out Arizona 1-0, Toronto 3-2 over Calgary. New Jersey beats the Islanders 2-0, Pittsburgh 3-2 over the Rangers, Anaheim beats Colorado 3-1. Dallas beats Nashville, L.A. beats St. Louis, San Jose over Minnesota, and Edmonton beats Winnipeg. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at First National Bank of Wauchula, Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960 at 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day, anyone who says good morning on a Monday is a sociopath. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.